Blog Talk Radio.
My words,
you shall speak my words,
and
you shall speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious.
They are most rebellious. Most. So rather than put in, let's just say, crooked mother, rebellion would be a better phrase. Rebellion would be a better phrase. Let me give me a couple more in. The book of Jubilee, 32. Our father, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, has some interesting words. Mother Eats. Let's see if we can piece that some of this. The book of Leviticus, chapter 32. I mean, Jubilee. Jubilee 32, verse 35. Which one I want? 25. Jubilee 32, verse 25, Mother Eve. Yes, ma'am. But Jubilee
32, 25. Chapter 32, verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob, whose name is changed to Israel, said,
what
is it? Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have read and seen?
Now that's a question I often ask myself, right? How am I going to be able to remember? Well, we know that that minister spirit ain't bring it back to your, that very highly teach you what you ought to say, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So he said, how am I going to remember all that I read and seen? Come on.
And he said unto him,
what did he say?
I will bring all things to your remembrance.
I will bring it back to your remembrance. Now let's see what some of the things Jacob was on, Mother, in 32:16. Let's see what he was talking about here. Let's read a little bit of this. Jubilee chapter 32, picking up at verse 16. Mother E. is ready to see
Jubilee chapter 32, verse 16.
Mm-hmm. Jacob, right? Now let's see what else Yahweh wanted Jacob to know Mother Eve in Jubilee 32. Pick it back up at 16. Jubilee 32, verse 16.
Chapter 32, verse 16.
What did it read?
What did it read?
And on the following night, on the 22nd day of this month.
So the 22nd day, what happened on the 22nd day? The eighth day fell on the 22nd day of the seventh month, right?
Right.
That was the eighth day. So Yahweh was showing Jacob about this eighth day.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What about this eighth day?
Israel resolved to build this place.
Mm-hmm.
And
to surround the court that they walled. Great.
And to sanctify it and make it righteous forever.
For how long?
Forever.
So this place is going to be righteous forever. Go ahead.
For himself and his children after him.
And we found out that it has 12 names, right? Which is the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 17, what else going on with your mother?
Verse 17.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh appeared to him by night.
And Yahweh appeared to him by night and did what?
And blessed him.
What did he say?
The name shall not be called Jacob,
mm-hmm.
but Israel. Yeah, the name.
Thy name. Now, what can we read when Yahweh blessed Jacob with the name Israel? What can we read that at? How can we tie that in to the book of Jubilee? Because, you know, these other camps say, them other books, them other books don't match up.
They're not canonized.
I say, who said we do that? They say that's what Esau said, right?
Right,
that's what Esau said. So how can we match that phrase that Yahweh gave him the name Israel? Because this timeline tie into Genesis. What can we find that at? Look at Genesis. What can we find that at, Mother Eve? Now, Jacob wrestled with the man for a while now, didn't he? Okay. What can we find that statement at? When Yahweh changed Jacob's name to Israel. What about Genesis 32? How about Genesis 32, 24-30? Mother Israel, Genesis 32, 24-30. Let's tie the book of Jubilee in and the King James Version in real tight. Genesis 32, 24-30. Mother Israel is the Roy.
Look at Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 to 30.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 24.
Uh-huh.
Verse 24 reads.
What it reads.
And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day.
Jacob was tired with the guy there, the daylight
side
to
tell
war, right? Go ahead.
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
And when he saw that he prevailed not against him,
uh-huh.
he touched the hollow of his thigh.
Go ahead.
And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint,
mm-hmm.
and he wrestled with him.
Verse 26.
Verse 26.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said,
what did he say?
Let me go.
Mm-hmm.
For the day breaketh.
Uh-huh.
And he said,
what did he say?
I will not let thee go except thou bless me.
But Jacob said, I ain't letting you go except you bless me. I mean, that's hanging in there, ain't it? Come on, buddy.
And he said unto him,
what did he say?
What is thy name?
What is your name?
And he said,
what did he say?
Jacob.
Jacob. Verse 28. What did he say?
And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob,
mm-hmm.
but Israel. For as a prince have thou power with Yahweh and with man, and have prevailed.
So he said that your name going to be Israel. Now we got a timeline on which Jacob's name was changed, right? It was on the 7th month, the 22nd day. That when that went down. The 8th day, in other words. Jacob had a new beginning, ain't that right? He had a new name, ain't that right? That's a new beginning, ain't it?
That new book just tied you real good.
He went 32, verse 17, mother, eat Israel and see Roy. Let's see what else happened on that night that Jacob wrestled with the minister's spirit. Verse 17, what else did Jacob receive, mother, eat? What other information? Because he said, I want you to make sure I can remember all this good stuff, right? But what other information did he receive in verse 17 through 20? Mother, eat Israel.
Look at Jubilee, chapter 32,
mm-hmm.
verses 17 to 20. Verse 17. And Yahweh appeared to him by night and blessed him and said unto him, thy name shall not be called Jacob, but
mm-hmm.
Israel
yes,
is thy name. Thy name. Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
He said unto him,
what do you say? Uh-huh.
I am the Yahweh who created the heaven and the earth.
Literally, I'm Yahweh that created the heaven and the earth. Now, who did all that work?
Yahweh.
Who took care of that business that we can read? Who took care of that business that we can read?
First John.
What can we read? Who took care of that business? Created the heavens and the earth. Okay, we read that good information now. Who created the heavens and the earth?
St. John 1 and 1.
St. John 1 and 1. All right, Mother Z, what does St. John 1 and 1 say? What you working with there, Mother Z?
St. John chapter 1. Verse
1. Mm-hmm. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with Yahweh. Mm-hmm. And the Word was Yahweh. Yes, ma'am.
TV?
We ain't found what we're looking for yet, Mother Z. We want to know who was back there doing all that creation. We need a name on the table.
Oh.
We need somebody to take credit for all that good stuff.
Oh, okay.
So can we read that? How can we pull out that name? Who was back there? Who was doing all this good creating? They created the heavens and the earth. Who was that?
Saint John.
That we can read.
Saint John chapter 1, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
The same was in the beginning with Yahweh the Father.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that were made. Verse 4.
Well, do we got a name on the table?
In him.
We're going to work this thing, Ava.
In him was life, and the life was the light of a man.
Mm-hmm.
A name.
Yeah. So far all we got was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. Now which Yahweh was that?
Okay,
you got to put a name on it still, right?
Right.
All right, Brother T. Say, pull it back.
Then get warm up in the Hebrew food, verse of Hebrew, chapter 1.
All right.
Verse 8 through 10.
Book of Hebrew,
1, 8
through 10.
Yeah, just to get warmed up.
All right, Brother T. Okay.
Hebrews 1, verse 8. Mm-hmm. But to the Son, he said, he.
And to the Son, he said what?
He, Yahweh the Father, said.
What'd he say?
Your throne, O Yahweh the Son, for never and ever.
Mm-hmm.
A sceptical righteousness, the sceptical of your kingdom.
Uh-huh.
You, Yahweh the Son, has loved righteousness and hated sin. Therefore,
mm-hmm.
therefore, Yahweh the Father, even your Yahweh have anointed you. Have anointed you with the oil of gladness.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10. You, Yahweh the Son.
Yes, sir.
In the beginning has laid the foundations of the earth. And the heaven are the works of your hands.
So the one that laid the foundations of the earth is Yahweh the Son. So the one that interacted back here with Jacob, our father, whose name was changed to Israel, is Yahweh the Son, right?
Right.
Back here in the book of Genesis, in the book of Jubilee.
Yes.
That's Yahweh the Son back here giving information to our father, Jacob. His name was changed to Israel. So let's see what information he passed on, Mother, in verse number 18. Jubilee 32, verse 18. We're going to read down to 21. Jubilee chapter 32, verse number 18 through 21.
Jubilee chapter
32,
verse 18.
Yes, ma'am. We'll take it down to 21. They passed on to Jacob some very interesting information here. And this was way back at the beginning, right? Book of Genesis. Let's see what information. Before we read that, though, buddy. But let's look at Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10, Mother Z, Israel. See you, Roy. Verse number 9 says, now Yahweh, the Father, Yahweh's Son, ain't no journey come lately kind of God, right? We just have to upload some stuff. Let's see what they working with, Mother Z, in Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. What is Yahweh, the Father, and Yahweh's Son working with? Mother Z, Israel, and C, Roy.
Isaiah chapter 42,
mm-hmm.
verse 9 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Remember the former things of old.
Remember the former things of old, go ahead.
For I am Yahweh and there is none else.
He said, I'm Yahweh and there is none else. Go ahead.
I am Yahweh and there is none like me.
He said, there ain't nobody like me. Verse 10, come on.
Verse 10.
What about it?
Declaring the end from the beginning.
Good.
And from
ancient
times, the things that are not yet done.
Mm-hmm.
Saying
what?
My counsel shall stand.
Go ahead.
And I will be, I will do all my pledge.
He said, my counsel gonna stand. Everything I got on my mind to accomplish, it's going to be accomplished.
Right.
Let's see how long it's going to take for him to take care of this business, Mother. Eat Israel in the book of Jubilee 39, verse 15 and 16. Let's see if we can follow up on that statement. Yahweh said he called the end from the beginning, right? See if we can follow up on that statement. It's the rock. Chapter 39, verse 15 and 16. Mother in Israel.
You want
the rock? Yes, ma'am. Sirach, my fault. I called the wrong thing. Sirach 39, 15 and 16. Mother in Israel, see you, Roy. Sirach, chapter 39, verse 15 and 16. Yes, ma'am.
Sirach 39. Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
And
praise.
Say, magnify his name. Show forth his praise. Come up.
With the songs of your lips.
Mm-hmm.
And will cause and will.
And in praising?
And in praising him, you shall say, after this manner.
And he said, I'm going to tell you what to say, right? Verse 16. 15, 16, what
did
he say?
16.
Yes, ma'am.
All the works of Yahweh are exceedingly good.
He said, all the works of Yahweh. We can read that in Genesis. He said that, and it was good. Ain't that right? He said, we can read about all the works of Yahweh. He said, on the first day, and it was good.
Right.
On the second day, it was good.
Right.
On the eighth day, the seventh day, it was good. Come on, my
love.
And whatsoever he command, what about it?
Shall be accomplished in due season.
So everything Yahweh got on his agenda is going to be accomplished in due season. Mm-hmm. He told Jacob about some of this thing that's going to go down in due season. Our mother eats. Jubilee 32. You can back up at verse number 18, and we're going to read on through this. You don't have to wait. Jubilee chapter 32, verse number 18 through 21.
Did you get you something to eat already?
Jubilee 32, verse number 18 through 21. Mother eat Israel. Let's finish this up.
The book of Jubilee chapter 32,
mm-hmm.
verse 18 to 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him,
what did he say?
Again, I am the Yahweh.
I am the Yahweh.
Who created the heaven and the earth.
We found out that it was Yahweh the Son that did all that work, right?
Right.
Took care of that business. Go ahead.
And I shall increase thee and multiply thee exceedingly. And kings will come forth from thee.
So he told Israel, right? Jacob, our father. He said, I'm going to increase you. Exceedingly, and kings shall come forth from thee, go ahead.
And they will judge everywhere, wherever.
Hold on, mother, you got to hit them as hard as you can. Now, what do you say to Jacob here, mother? And they go what?
And they will judge everywhere.
Go ahead.
Wherever the foot of the son of man shall trod.
Hold on, mother. What did he say to Jacob? He said, wherever men are walking on the earth, right? He said, look here, you're going to be the one that's riding it. That's what he's saying here. He said, wherever the foot of the son of man has trod, that's where you're going to judge it. Verse number 19, what did he say? Yes, ma'am, what else he tell Jacob?
Anna, I shall give to thee all the earth,
mm-hmm.
which is under heaven.
And he said, I'm going to give to your seed, right? Mm-hmm. All the earth, which is under heaven. Come on.
And they will judge all the nations.
Hold on. What did he tell Jacob?
And they will judge all the nations.
You mean Israel is going to do what?
Judge all nations.
All the other 17 nations, right? Come on.
According to their desire.
According to what?
Their desire.
According to whatever they say, you, the other nations got to do.
Hold
that point. This is getting interesting. Mother Z Israel. Turn to Isaiah chapter 60. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah chapter 60. Mother Z Israel, see you running.
Huh?
This is Isaiah chapter
60. I don't know until they do what they do
until it's time. And let's peep at verse number 12. Mother Z Israel.
Right.
Verse 14 and verse number 15. Isaiah chapter 6,
right.
12, verse 14 and verse 15. Come on. Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah chapter 6, verses 12, verse 14, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you.
They say the nation and kingdom that will not serve you. What's going to happen to them, Mother Z?
Shall perish.
Those nations
shall be utterly wasted.
He said that those nations are going to be utterly wasted. Verse 14, what's going on?
Verse 14.
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 14 and 15.
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 14 and 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
The sons also of them that afflict you shall.
He said, hold on, Mother Lee. He said, the sons of them that afflicted you. Now, who put the pain on us? Who did that we can read about? Who put the pain on us? In the book of Jeremiah 50, verse 7. Who is guilty? The book of Jeremiah 50, verse 7. Who all is guilty, Mother Z? Book of Jeremiah 50, verse number 7.
Jeremiah 50, verse 7.
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 50, verse number 7. Who all guilty of this?
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 7.
Mm-hmm. Verse 7. Yes, ma'am.
All that what found them have devoured them, and they and their adversaries said.
What did their adversaries say?
We offend not because.
Because what?
Because they have sinned against the Yahweh.
You mean the nations know that the reason they got their foot on your neck is because you're not sinned against your Yahweh?
The inhabitants of justice.
Even Yahweh,
the hope of the Father.
Now let's see who we can get a name of who had to endure what the nations have put on us. Verse number 33. Jeremiah 50. 33, Mother Z Israel, see you right. See, we can put some names on this thing. Jeremiah 50, verse 33. Mother Z Israel, see you right.
Jeremiah 50, verse 33.
What
is
it say?
Verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
Thus said the Yahweh.
Thus said Yahweh, what?
Oppose.
Mm-hmm.
The children of Israel and.
Hello, the children of Israel. That's Northern Kingdom, right?
Children of Israel, Northern Kingdom.
And who else?
And the children of Jahdai, Judah, Southern Kingdom.
But that's talking about all 12 tribes, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We all is in this thing, right? Together, right?
Right.
And we got to get ourselves together and come out of it together, right?
Right.
Oppressed. It was what?
Oppressed.
They was oppressed together. Go ahead.
And all they took.
And all that held them.
And all that
took them captive. Held them fast.
They refused to let them go.
He said all that held them captive, right?
Right.
Held them fast. They refused to let them go. Go back to that Isaiah 60. Who was reading that? Verse 14.
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
The sons also of them that afflict you shall come
bending. Now we know that the one that afflicted us was all of the other 17 nations, right?
Right.
Everybody is guilty, right?
Right.
So the sons of them that afflict you shall come bending. Go ahead.
Unto you and all they that despise you shall bow themselves down at that at the sole of their feet.
At the sole of your feet, go ahead.
And they shall call you.
And Yahweh said, I'm going to make them say some things, right?
Right.
And they shall call you what?
The city of the Yahweh.
They're going to say, you are the city, the people of Yahweh, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to say. These are the people of Yahweh. Go ahead.
His offering the first day.
And he that stepped out on the first was who?
Was
Not Son. Come on.
He raises up the poor out of the dust.
You mean he able to raise the poor out of the dust? Go ahead.
And lifted up the beggar from the donkey.
Go ahead, read on.
Who set them among princes.
Hmm? To do what?
Set them among princes.
To set them among princes. Go ahead.
And to make them inherit the throne of glory.
Right? Make them out of the throne of greatness. Go ahead.
For the pillar of the earth are the Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
And he has set the world upon them.
So you mean Yahuwah do all this good stuff? Mothers be Israel. That's right in Daniel. Let's see if we can follow that statement up in the book of Daniel. So Yahuwah say, he able to bring the poor up out of the dust and set them on throne of greatness, right? Let's run to Daniel. Let's follow up on that statement, Mother Z. He told our father Jacob, he gave him some vital information in the beginning when his name was changed. And that was around that 8th day of the 7th month, right? One second, we're coming back.
Oh, okay.
Preach it. Daniel chapter 2. Mother Z is going to see you right. We're coming back there. I want to just plug this in Daniel chapter 2, Mother Z. Look at Daniel. That's how we have to handle this word of Yahuwah.
Pick
it up at verse number 19 through 22. What did Yahuwah say his capabilities are? Mother Z.
Daniel chapter 2.
In heaven and in earth.
How much power?
All power.
So y'all better start saying, given unto me in heaven and in earth, right? The thing with the father that up in St. John, Mother Eve. The book of St. John. Let's see, what are you working with here? In the book of St. John, somewhere around chapter 5, I believe. Let me keep at it right quick. He made another statement in St. John chapter 5 or 6 about what kind of, what he working with here. St. John chapter 5. Mother Eve's brother, see you word. Let's see what kind of power he's willing. Who do we serve? Who is the one that gave Israel these instruction, this wisdom and knowledge and understanding? Let's look at St. John chapter 5. The spirit of 25 and 27, what did Israel speak to us? St. John chapter 5, verse 25 and 27.
St. John chapter 5, verse 27.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
He said, look here, I'm telling you the truth, right? Go ahead.
The hour is come.
The hour is coming what?
And that is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Yahweh.
You mean the dead is going to hear whose voice?
The Son of Yahweh the Father.
And what they going to do?
And they that hear shall live.
Hold on, Mother Eve. How did he get that power? I wonder. Who gave him that power? Let me see if we pull it out in St. John chapter 5. Pick it up at verse 17. How did he get that kind of power, Mother Eve? St. John chapter 5, verse 17. St. John 5, verse 17.
St. John chapter 5, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
When Yahweh the Son answered them, my Father was his.
Yes.
Yes.
And I was his. My Father takes care of it, and I take care of it. Verse 18.
Therefore, the God that chooses power, the Lord, to kill him.
So the leadership, right? They know for them, right? Go ahead.
Because he not only has broken the Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
but said also that Yahweh was his father.
Can you imagine how they was looking when he made that statement, I'm the son of Yahweh? they had blood in their eyes, right? Go ahead, read on.
Making
himself
equal with Yahweh the Father.
Now, he said he made himself equal with Yahweh the Father. Now, what can we read that at? I ain't gonna even touch that. Come on, Mother Eve, because we'll be here all day. Verse number 19, where we at? Verse 19. St. John 5, verse 19.
St. John 5, verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Then answered Yahweh and said unto them,
what did he say?
Truly, truly, I say unto you,
what?
The Son can do nothing of himself.
Go ahead.
And showed him all things.
all things do it.
That himself do it. And he will show him greater works that he
put in
that you may marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them.
He said, now just like my Father raised up the dead and quickened them, what about?
Even so, the Son quickened whom he will.
He said, look here. I repeat to like who I will, right?
No.
Go ahead.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
But the Father judges no man.
So he said the Father ain't gonna judge no man or woman, right? But
has committed all judgment unto the Son.
Verse 23. That
all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father.
You got some Israelite camps that omit the Son. They don't go past Malachi, right?
Right.
And they say everything that's talking about the Son over there is falsehood.
Right.
Somehow Esau got his hand and put some stuff up in the book, right? Right. That's what they're saying out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what some of the Israelite camps, we ain't going past no Malachi.
Yeah.
All that is just, all that is falsehood. All this good stuff sounds good to me. Come on, mother.
He said, honor not the Son.
Now, if you don't honor the Son, what about it?
Honor not the Father.
You might as well stop calling on the Father, too. Go ahead.
Which has sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Truly,
what?
I said unto you.
What?
He that hears my word
mm-hmm.
and believe on him that sent me.
Go ahead.
Has everlasting life.
Go ahead.
And shall not come unto condemnation.
Go ahead.
But is passed from death unto life.
You mean you can get a pass on this thing?
Mm-hmm.
You can go from death to what?
Life.
That sounds good to me. Verse 25, what about it?
25.
Yes, ma'am.
Truly, I say unto you.
What?
The hour is come.
The hour is coming. What?
And that is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And they that hear shall live.
Verse 27. Yes, ma'am.
And has given him authority
mm-hmm.
to execute judgment.
Go ahead.
Also, because he is the Son of Man.
So he gave him all power on heaven and earth. And he gave him authority, right? I mean, and he passed it on to the 12 tribes of Israel.
Right.
In particular, Yah God Judah, right? Come back to that first Samuel. We're going to get this on out of the way, and we're going to bring Brother T. Sister Monica, Israel, and Peter right here. Back to that first Samuel chapter 2, verse number 9 and 10. Now, let's see if we can put a name on who all this good stuff he's talking about. Who is he referring to here? Is he talking about the whole wide world? Who is in line for all this? He pulling the beggar out of the dust and all that, the poor out of the dust, the beggar from the dunghill. Who is he referring to in verse 9 and 10?
Verse 9 and 10.
What do you mean?
He will keep the people of his faith.
The dog is a faith. Go ahead.
And the wind shall be silent and darkness.
Now, we can bring all that good stuff down, but that's interesting. He said, wicked, they gonna keep their mouth shut, right? Go ahead.
For by strength shall no man prevail.
Verse 10.
The adversaries of the Yahweh shall be broken to pieces.
He said, now, my adversaries, they gonna be broken to pieces. Go ahead.
Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them.
Go ahead.
The Yahweh shall judge the ends of the earth.
Uh-huh.
And he shall give strength unto his king.
Go ahead.
And exalt the horn of his anointing.
So he said, with it all said and done, like we read in the book of Isaiah, he called the end from the beginning, right?
Right.
Ain't nothing slipping up on Yahweh, right?
Right.
You already know what time it is.
Right.
Jubilee 32. It might slip up on us. Say it's slipping up on him. And if we in the book, it should be slipping up on us, right? Jubilee chapter 32. What did he tell our father in verse number 18 to 21, mother? I swear, I'm going to keep my mouth shut on this. I gotta put the plug on it and bring Brother T out here. Come on. Mother E.
You read chapter 32, verse 18 to 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said unto him,
again,
I am the Yahweh who created the heaven and the earth,
mm-hmm.
and I shall increase thee and multiply thee exceedingly.
Good.
And kings shall come forth from thee,
uh-huh.
and they will judge everywhere, wherever the foot of the Son of Man has trodden.
Now that's tall talk there. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
And I shall give to thy seed all the earth.
You're going to give to your seed how much of this thing?
All of the earth.
Israel. We don't know where we done fell from.
Which is under heaven.
What?
Which is under heaven.
Come on.
And they will judge all the nations.
They will judge how much?
They're going to judge all the nations.
Go ahead.
According to their desire.
Go ahead.
And after that, they will get possession of the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
And inherit it forever.
Verse number 20. Come on. 20. Yes, ma'am.
And he finished speaking with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up from him.
Go ahead.
And Israel looked till he had ascended.
Ascended into
heaven.
Verse 21. Come on.
21.
What did he say?
And he saw in a vision of the night,
mm-hmm.
and behold, an minister spirit.
Behold, an minister spirit did what?
Descended from heaven.
Great.
With seven tablets in his hand.
Now, seven is representative of what?
Completion,
right? So he descended with seven tablets in his hand. So he showed Job. So Jacob, the beginning from the end. What?
And he gave them to Israel.
And he gave the information to Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And he read them,
mm-hmm.
and knew all that was written.
Come on, Mother E.
Which would defile him.
Hold on. Read that phrase again. And he read them. Come on.
And he read them and knew all that was written. That
means
which would be called him,
uh-huh.
and his son.
How long?
Throughout all the ages.
So he showed Jacob all of the information, right? When he changed his name to Israel.
Yeah.
And on that note, Brother T. Israel C. Royal by saying, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So we read that Jubilee 32. I'm going to get us a deal in real quick, and that'd be it.
And the language I gave Abraham and I said to be a
Genesis 35, verse 9 through 12, concerning that, about the despotic mean, we oppressed and we also king. We also king. But the king, so. That's right.
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
That name Israel really is. We need to wear that with pride.
Yahweh. I must. But it's Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Chapter 1, verse 1.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, love righteousness.
Okay, what is righteousness?
Yeah.
What is righteousness we can read?
To love it, huh?
Yeah. You gotta love righteousness.
Right. Who is his righteousness? So all
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's one of
Wherefore, the Torah instruction is righteous, and the
covenant righteous and just and good.
Yahweh.
All right, there's another one right here. 16. Verse 16. Yes, ma'am.
Romans 7:16. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the Torah instruction that it is good.
Alright, there's another one here. 21.
Romans 7:21. I find then for instruction that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
Yahweh.
Right where I need 22.
Is that what?
Genesis 45:23.
Before you move on, Brother Chief, let me get one on them. Let me see if I can kind of pull out one in Deuteronomy. What is the up Israel? Look at Deuteronomy chapter 12:28. Mother D. F. Israel.
Deuteronomy 12:28.
Yes, ma'am.
Observe and hear all these words which I command you, that it may be well with you and with the children of you forever. When thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of Yahweh, you are Yahweh.
Oh, where's Yahweh?
Hallelujah. Hey, he made a statement about that, why you called me good.
Yeah.
Said something about that, why you called me good.
Hallelujah.
What's that in Matthew?
Yes,
that's another one right here. Another hit right there. Okay, Matthew 19. Sister Monica Israel, Matthew 19. Okay, Matthew, look what it says here.
19, what?
Matthew 19. Okay. Right, think of that 16, keep verse 17.
Okay. Matthew 19:16-17 reads, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do?
Okay, who is this master here? What master right here? Who's this master referring to here in this case? We're coming back. What is this master here we can read?
Who is the master?
Who is this master here we can read?
He said that.
Who is this master here? Because these songs have the same.
Well, we can read that about the master, they're talking about me.
That's what he's about to say.
Matthew 23:9-10. Well, actually, start at verse 8, 9 and 10.
There you go.
Matthew 23:8-10 read. But be not called ye rabbi, for one is your master, even the Yahweh, the son of Yahweh, the father, and all you are brethren.
Yes.
Verse 9. And call no man your father upon the earth, but one is your father, which is in heaven.
Verse 10.
Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, Yahweh, the son of Yahweh the Father.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Excellent.
That's right.
Excellent. That's how you handle business and precepts. Okay. All right, back to that Matthew 19. All right, you have a verse 16. Read that. Come on, get it. Back at Matthew 19. You got to have a verse 16. All right. Who's reading that? Back at Matthew 19.
No,
not 19. Just call somebody out. Matthew chapter 19. Yeah, go ahead and read 17. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you want to read 16 and 17, but there's 17.
There's 17.
Okay. Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 19.
Verse 17.
And he said unto them, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahweh the Father. But if thou wilt enter into life, teach this total instruction.
The entrance in life. Okay, the entrance of life. Keep the Torah instruction.
Yeah.
Okay, what life is this in verse 16? Last line. It's just a life, right? But what life is this? Verse 16.
Eternal life.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. Eternal life. Back to Jeremiah. Not talking Jeremiah 33. Coming back to Jeremiah. Okay, back to Jeremiah 33, verse 14. Who's reading that?
33:14. Behold, the day comes, says Yahweh, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the family of Israel.
Okay, who is this in the text right here? Who is this family of Israel? Who is it referring to right here? It's two.
The northern kingdom.
Yahweh. Lord the kingdom, yes. Go ahead.
And to the family of Yahweh Judah, the southern king.
Yahweh, the southern king. Okay,
Verse 15. In those days, and at that time, will I cause the branches of righteousness grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Verse 16.
Okay, who is this here referring to in verse 15? So we know who's this? He said he's the execute judgment. Who is this?
David.
What?
David.
And to grow up unto David, and he's the execute judgment.
How about the branch of righteousness?
How about this branch here?
Yeah. Branch of righteousness.
branch. This branch here. Zechariah 6:12. Who's his branch is Zechariah 6:12. They gonna say who's the branch is Zechariah 6:12. Zechariah 6:12. Let's see what Revelation John 1:45.
down by 45. Where was this coming from, right? Where was this coming from? Jeremiah, right?
Oh, Zechariah.
Oh, no, from that branch. We got about that branch. Okay. Give me a hand, Jeremiah. Get out 33:15. Okay, let me see one straight it out. Let me see. Okay, give me that Zechariah 3, we're going to get warmed up. Give me that Zechariah chapter 3, verse
8.
Give me Zechariah 3:8. Give me Zechariah chapter 3, verse 7.
Stand out, O Moshiach, the high priest, you and the followers that sit before you, for they are men wanderers. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch.
Okay, the servant, the branch, right? Give me that Daniel. See, give me that Daniel real quick. Daniel chapter 2:16. Daniel 2:16. Yeah.
Daniel chapter 2.
Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time.
Give him time. That's what. Just give me time. Give me time.
And that.
Oh, that's it.
Oh,
I didn't want to pass.
Okay.
All right. Back to that Jeremiah 33.
John 15:1-5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges, and it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in he, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Okay, who's these branches right here? Yeah, I'm the vine, and you're the branch.
What do you want to catch?
The man abides by the he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
Okay, who are these branches here? Who are these branches? We can read. They're these branches. Hello. These branches. Oh. Who are these branches here?
Okay.
Let's see who these branches is real quick. And these branches got a name.
Okay.
These branches there. Who are these branches referring to right here? He said, you are the branches.
Who are these branches?
Partner. That branch, the branch will come forth, right? That root, that branch, that root. That branch, yeah.
Israel, go to you did 3 already?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got that out the way, huh? So now where we going from there then? So where we going from there then? Okay, you done 6:12. You done 6:12 of who?
6:12.
Okay, all right, now, so now what you going to do with that thing?
No.
All right, now, that's enough talking. Only the verses I want to hear. Okay, all right. Let's see, can we hear some verses about this branch? Who gonna throw a verse in and up the ante on the branch? Who gonna up the ante? Who gonna up the ante? Go to the 15th chapter of St. John. Let's get warm up. Go to 15 verse 1 and read on to verse 5. Y'all did 15, 1 through 5 already? You read that already, huh?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, you read that again? Okay, I'll tell you what. All right, hold on. We'll run to Isaiah. Bag up to Isaiah then. Okay, you know, somebody ain't going to say, well, I didn't read all this now. Wait a minute.
We just
get
to this point.
Okay, let's go back to Isaiah chapter 1 then. I mean, chapter 11. Let's go to Isaiah 11 then. Let's keep on till we nail this thing down. Y'all did that too? Well, then y'all gonna be going something else then. I thought y'all had a stall or something. Well, excuse me if y'all already rolling. Excuse me.
I'll try.
Okay, all right. Okay, good enough. All right. No, I'm tired. I ain't got nothing to say. Y'all rolling. Okay.
Okay, I'll try a couple of
kids. Y'all knocked off 11 verse 1 already, right? Oh, it been knocked out. I'm no needed at the time. Okay, I'm quiet.
Okay, y'all, we get warm up. Let's go to
another way. Oh, okay. All right. Good. I'm quiet. Bible study class, Bible part of the Saturday.
Keep it moving. Who this man Brett is talking about. What is it? Give me that revelation.
Not what about. You got to have something to read the verse. Not what about. You got something? Yeah, I got something.
I got something. It's Revelation 5.
Okay. All right. Now what about it? I got something. What you got? Revelation 5:5.
And one of the elders said unto me, now, behold, the root of David hath prevailed to open the book and to seal the seven seals therefore. And to loose the seven seals therefore.
All right, let's try it.
22.
Revelation 22:16.
St. John 15:4. Okay. All right. So all that started in 15:4, right? All right. Hallelujah. Hey, I love it. I'm telling you. I'm here about his best cheerleader.
When I had something right here in Isaiah chapter 53, I was looking.
You got something? You got something, Sister Jones?
I was just looking at it. I'm not sure.
Okay, you got something? You got some.
Isaiah 53. I'm gonna start at 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Yahweh revealed? Verse 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, no beauty that we should desire him. He is, verse 3, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow,
and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of the Yahweh, the Father, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yeah.
He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Are you saying here in John 15, he's talking about the different branches? That you are the branches.
We come from Jeremiah 33:15. That was the question come up at.
Right, yeah, that's what it came in. We was at Jeremiah 33:15. About the branch.
Yeah.
But it's a different branch. It explains the answer who are the different branches is. Yeah. Okay. You are the branch.
You got some? You got some for y'all guys now? Okay.
Ain't gonna make it plain, but they get the party
started. You get the party started, huh?
Let's look at Romans chapter 11,
right?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Let's keep it Romans chapter 11. Let's
follow these
branches here.
That's right.
Before we get to that Romans, Mother, you went back and read page 15.
Yeah.
Sister A.D. P.B.C. Roy. Romans chapter 11. Let's see if we can pull out a few things here. Romans 11, pick up at 17. Let's read down to 24. We'll read this 17 through 24. Let's see if we can get another clue in this puzzle. We're trying to figure out. Who is the branch here? David, Peter, C. Ray. Romans chapter
17
through 24.
Romans chapter 11, verse 17 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17.
Yes, ma'am.
And if some of the branches be broken off.
Now, he said some of these branches, because we read that some of them are going to be broken off and they're going to be cast in the fire.
Yeah. And you, being a wild poetry, will grasp it in among them. And with them, partakers of the root.
Partakers of the root.
And
yeah.
Of the olive tree.
Verse 18.
Wait. Boast not against the branch.
Mm-hmm.
But if you boast, you bear not the root. But the root.
Read out.
Verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
You will say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be planted in.
So we see some of these branches, it's going to be broken off, right?
Right.
Good.
Verse 20. Well, because of unbelief, then they were broken off.
He said because of unbelief.
Yeah.
These branches are going to be broken off. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You stand by faith.
He said you stand because you keep Torah such a keeper, right?
Right.
Be not what?
Be not mindful.
Be not high-minded.
But fear.
Verse 21.
21.
Uh-huh.
For if Yahuwah spared not the natural branches.
He said that Yahuwah spared not the natural branches. Go ahead.
He also spared not you.
Verse 22. Mm-hmm.
Behold, therefore, the goodness and sincerity of Yahuwah.
Of
Yahuwah
mm-hmm.
on them which fail.
Severity.
But toward you. Goodness if you continue in his goodness.
Now we know what the goodness of Yahuwah is. We just read it, right?
Of Yahuwah.
You gotta continue in this term instruction, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you also have been cut off.
You also shall be cut off. Verse 23.
Mm-hmm. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in.
So Yahuwah is talking about some branches that some of them don't believe and some of them are not going to believe, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rita.
For Yahuwah is able to grab them in again.
And he's talking about grabbing somebody into this thing, right?
Yeah.
Verse 24, come on.
24.
Mm-hmm.
For if you will cut off,
if you
cut
will
out
cut
the,
out
the olive tree.
Hold on there.
Okay.
These branches will cut out of an olive tree.
Yes.
Which
is wild by nature.
Great.
And will grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree.
Great.
How
much more
shall be, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree.
So these branches were broken up of the olive tree.
Yeah. He's talking about these branches here.
In this case, we're talking about these branches here. You got branch and branches.
So,
all right, then we read in Romans 11.
I got something for this olive branch.
Right, that's the olive tree. Yeah, the olive tree.
I got something. Zechariah chapter 4.
Yeah, olive tree.
I'm getting a lot of good stuff going on right now. I'm getting a lot of good stuff going on.
Zechariah chapter 4, verses, chapter 4, verse 11 through 14. 1 through 14. 11 through
14. Y'all got my attention now. Y'all got my
attention.
All right. This is Zechariah 4, 11
through
14. Mm-hmm. Yep, y'all got my attention now. I'm hearing some precepting going on, some put stuff together. Paint that picture. Paint the picture.
Yeah, olive tree.
So y'all painting the picture. Is that what you're doing, huh?
Y'all breaking out
the
olive tree.
Let's go. Go ahead. Who got the two pictures?
It's part of the
Paint that picture. I'm a great note taker now.
Zechariah chapter 4. Verse 11 through 14. Then answered I and said to him, what are these two olive trees?
Two olive trees.
Upon the right side of the candlestick, and upon the left side thereof. Verse 12. And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches, which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of them fell. 13. And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Yahuwah. 14. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by Yahuwah of the whole earth.
That's big. That's real big.
Yeah,
that's,
I got some.
You got something? That's real big right there. That's real big. Now back up two verses and read two verses and drop that on one more time. Because Brother Makai come behind you now. Back up two verses and read that verse again. Listen real good what Moses D up this reading. Back up two verses, what you just...
Go to 10.
Yeah, back to 2, okay, whatever, go back 2 verses.
Go verse 9.
Go back, now go, all right, whatever says is 9, go back to that verse again.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 9.
Listen good.
The hand of
the rubber bell.
This is, yeah. Had laid the foundation of this temple.
Okay.
His hand.
Okay.
Shall also finish it.
Okay.
And thou shalt know that Yahuwah of hosts has sent me unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Verse 8.
For who has despised the days of small things?
Okay.
For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Jerusalem. With those seven. They are the eyes of Yahuwah, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 11.
Keep reading.
Then answered I, and said unto him,
what do you say?
What are these two olive trees?
Now stop it there. Now what are these two olive trees? Let's deal with that one right there. Let's deal with that verse. What are these two olive trees? Now, I'll give you a tidbit. Brother, y'all, God just dropped it down already. But come back and look at that and paint the picture right there. Take one at a time. Read that again. Call that verse out, Mother D.F. Israel.
Verse 11.
Now listen, listen to saying verse 11. Now listen good.
Okay, verse 11. Then answered I and said unto him,
what?
What are these two olive trees?
Right.
Upon the right side of the candlestick.
Hallelujah.
And upon the left side thereof.
So now then, we take care of that one right there. Brother Micaiah, read Luke 24. Hold on now. Hold on, Sister Abel. Hold on, Sister Abel. Now, back up, Brother Micaiah, and read 24th chapter of Luke, and look at verse 31 and 32. This is what we're doing. Now, let's see what we're doing that we can read. We're doing something that we can read now.
Book of Luke, chapter 24,
31 and 32. What did
it
say?
Verse 31 and 32.
Yeah, what did it say?
Verse
31. Huh?
And their eyes were open.
And they, what
were
we trying to do?
And their eyes were open.
Trying to open their eyes up now.
And they knew him.
And they knew him.
And he vanished out of their sight.
Glory.
Verse 32.
What?
And they said one to another.
What did they say one to another?
Did not our mind burn within us?
Did our mind burn within us?
Yeah. While he talked with us?
While he done what?
Talked with us.
Go ahead and read.
By the way.
By the way.
And while he opened to us.
What?
The scripture.
Oh, that's what we got to do. So this is all about opening the scriptures up now. It ain't about what you think, what you feel now. We got to open up the what?
What? The scriptures.
Now, Mother D.F. got a scripture on the table. Now let's paint the picture and open that one up right there. Read your verse again, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, now we put a paint this picture and open up one at a time. Read it.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 11.
Listen to this.
Then answer I.
Then answer I.
And said unto him. What are these two olive trees?
What are these two olive trees?
Upon the right side of the candlestick.
Yes, on the right side of the candlestick.
And upon the left side thereof.
So now we got the candlestick. We got a whole lot in that verse. Yeah. Now we're going to paint one at a time. You mean all that in that verse? Yeah, it's a whole lot in that one verse. We take one half of it at a time. Now read half of it, Mother D.F. Israel. Read half of it. Yeah, read half of it.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 11. Then answered I.
What?
And said unto him.
You're right.
What are these two olive trees?
What are these two olive trees?
Upon the right side.
Of what?
Of the candlestick.
Of the candlestick. Now that's it. Stop right there. Now let's deal with that. Now what we got something to deal with that right there. Read half of it again one more time, a little bit loud. Let's deal with half of that right now, but we read.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 11.
Just read half of it.
Then answer I.
And
said unto him.
And said unto him.
What are these two olive trees?
What are these two olive trees? That's it right there. Now, what are these two olive trees? Now, who got something?
Revelation.
Who got something? Well, I want to hear. I got something. Okay, all right. Okay, I'll start with Mother E. Mother E said she got something. What you got, Mother E?
I got Revelation
11,
verse
4. Okay, let's take in 11, verse 4 now. Let's all go to 11, verse 4. Let's go to Revelation 11, verse 4 and see what Mother E working with. Revelation 11, verse 4. Call a name or you break out read. Call a name out to read or break out.
11, verse 4.
Okay.
These are the two olive trees.
Okay.
And the two candlesticks standing before Yahweh of the earth.
Okay. Okay. Well, you saying the same. That's just half of what Zechariah said. Wait a minute. Wait, now you got to say, I got something. Now we got to recognize I got something. Say, say it again, that mother Eve. What you read? What you reading from again? Listen good.
Revelation 11:4.
Now, so mother, read 11:4. Read 11:4 again.
These are the two olive trees.
Okay.
And the two candlesticks.
Right.
Standing before Yahweh on the earth.
Okay.
Verse 5. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth and
what?
Before their enemies.
Right. Now he'll drop two things down. Two olive trees and also in verse 5 is a dam. So now, wait a minute. I know y'all should be getting suspensions now, but you got to come up with some verses. 4 and 5. Now, you should be getting suspensions now. The two olive trees is the them, if you hurt them. So now you got two olive trees and the them. Now, who got something else? Who going to say, I got something? Now, when you say you got something, now we ready to hear some reading.
I got something.
You got something. What you got?
Revelation 11:3.
You got Revelation 11:3?
I'm
going
to read down to 3, because she had read in
okay. 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod. Yep. And the ministering spirit stood, saying, rise, and measure the temple of the Yahweh, and the altar, and them that worship therein. Verse 2. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, the nation. And the righteous city shall they tread underfoot for 42 months. Verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,234 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the Yahweh of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, all that real sound good, but that's all tied in 1 through 5. The day, the two olive trees. So we still at the same point.
Right.
We got the, there's a days, the two olive trees, don't hurt them, but we got to get more information. Okay. If you go in the police station and say, the day, the two olive trees went in my pocket, they'll say, yeah, okay, well, give me some more. Who's the day and who's the two olive trees that we can read? We need more information. So now who got some more to add to this? All this is great now. All this is great what we've heard so far. We got the two olive trees. We got the all that good talk. But we need a little bit more. Now, who want to add a little bit more by saying, I got something that we can read? Now, who going to say, I got something?
I got something.
Oh, no, hold on, Bertie. No, he's not for you.
Oh, okay.
Let the ones that is then is going to add to what they know, got something. You told it out there already. So now it's time, but you got it, brother.
I got Jeremiah.
You got Jeremiah?
Chapter 11.
You got Jeremiah, chapter 11.
16.
Hold on there, Bill.
Yeah, I got Jeremiah, chapter
11. You got
Jeremiah 11
what?
I got 16, but I'm
going to
shoot up to.
The ball is in your court. Oh, Micaiah, what are we going to?
We're going to verse 2 and verse 3.
We're going Jeremiah verse 2 and 3?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're going Jeremiah what, chapter 2?
Yeah, no, chapter 11.
Chapter 11?
Verse 2, 3, and
2, 3?
16.
You're going 2, 3, and 16.
Yes.
And that was, now, so that's what Micaiah going. Let's hear some reading out of this.
Okay, the book of Jeremiah,
that's
chapter
11,
verse 2. Hear ye the words of this covenant. And speak unto them, and speak unto the man of Yahdah Judah, and to the inhabitants of Yahdah Judah.
Now, where you reading? Where you reading from? Jeremiah
11:2.
Okay, 11:2. Let me catch up with you and follow along with you. 11:2. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, chapter 11, verse 2. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 11:2. Hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak unto the man of Yahdah Judah, and to the inhabitants of Yahdah. Verse 3, and say unto them, thus says Yahweh of Israel,
mm-hmm.
Cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant.
Okay.
And then we read verse 16.
Okay.
Verse 16. Yahweh called thy name a green olive tree.
He called our name a green olive tree?
bear and goodly fruit.
Okay.
With the noise of a great tumbling, he hath kindled fire upon it, and branches of it are broken.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mother, dear, just read the verse again, half of it again, then read this verse 16 and see what, let's see what we're getting out of this that we can read. Read your half verse again and
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Then answered I and said unto him,
What
are these two olive trees?
What are these two olive trees? So what we want to know, who are these two olive trees? Who is these two olive trees? That's where we at. Who is these two olive trees? Now, who is these two olive trees? Yeah. Who is these two olive trees? Now, all this can go with it. All this is good. But we still got a little more painting to do some more painting now.
Yeah.
All this go with it. All this can be thrown on the table and build on that block. This is good, too. But we still need some more that we can read. Now, who else? Now, we got Jeremiah, verse 11, verse 2, 3, and 16. But the question was, who is these two olive trees? That's the question I'm going to take. Now, who's going to jump in there and get some of that? To add on this building block. So we're coming out of Revelation chapter 11, 1 through 5. Now we're in Jeremiah chapter 11, 2, 3, and 16. Now, who's going to keep building on this block and just keep on moving until we nail down the two olive trees? Now, let's build some more. Now who ready to build a little bit more? We're heading in the right direction now. You know our building blocks, you Sears Tower wasn't built by putting the blocks down on below your ankle. They kept building on it, right? Until they got it all the way up there, right? So now keep building on what y'all own that we can read. Huh? That we can read. Go back to Luke 24 again. Luke 24 again. Why everybody compounding on what we can read. In Luke 24, there, Micaiah, 24, pick it up around by verse number 24, verse 44. What do 44 and 45 say? We'll make it 45. Brother Chief, open the door. Okay.
Luke 24, verse 44 and 45.
Yeah, you read 45. Give it down to your point.
Okay, verse 45.
Listen to this.
Luke chapter 24, verse 45.
Listen to it.
45 read.
What it read?
Then open he their understanding.
Then open thee thy understanding. Understanding, yep.
That they might understand the scripture.
Oh. So the understanding must happen if what's open?
The scripture.
All right. So now, that is up there. So the scripture got to be open. So we got to go in the Bible and start painting some more picture of what we got on tape. Now, Abel, what picture you got to paint that we can read?
They already read them.
Okay. So now, anybody else got something to add on to what is already on the table? Read the half verse again, Lord D. up Israel.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 11.
Looking good.
Then answer I. And said unto him.
What did he say?
What are these two olive trees?
What are these two olive trees? And what he had again? What he had? Kiri, a little bit more.
Upon the right side of the candlestick.
Uh-huh.
And upon the left side.
So now, one thing about it. Now, we clear on the left side and the right side. Now, the other nation can't claim that. So now, that's another tidbit. Other nations can't claim being on his right side or left side. So he's got to point at somebody else.
Yeah.
The other nation can't claim to be on Yahweh's left hand or right hand. Is that right?
That's
they
right.
can't not be going to, they can claim it long as the book is closed. Both the book is open. Y'all been reading all day long that this thing is about you remember when Brother Yah got read over there in that Jubilee? He read all that good stuff, didn't he? Didn't he read all that stuff in Jubilee? That was 32? Boy, that was 32:17. They're talking about some good stuff. You remember that? So they're talking about all this big stuff going to fall on one group of people.
I think I got some.
You got some? You do? Okay. What you got that we can read?
Okay. What we can read, Psalm 53 and 8.
Okay.
I mean 52 and 8.
Psalm 52 and 8. Psalm 52 and 8.
I am like a green olive tree in the house of
Yahuwah. Okay, well, we're getting close to it. I mean, all this is building blocks.
In the mercy of
Yahuwah
forever and ever.
Okay, well, no, let's get there first. Hit 2 and 8, right?
Yeah.
Hit 2 and verse 8. All right, go ahead. Isaiah 52, verse 8.
Oh, Isaiah
52, verse
8.
What does it say? You said verse 8, right?
Oh, that was Psalm.
Oh, Psalm 52, verse 8. What do it say?
Okay. I'm sorry, right there. Psalm 52, I'm sorry. I'm going to
make it see it. Not good, not
good. I'm sorry, that's bad, okay?
Where you been?
All right, grandbaby. You ain't feeling good, baby?
Thank you, gentlemen. Joanne, this good? Gentlemen,
you got
what? I'm sorry, that's bad.
Okay, you follow this? You started well? All right.
Yeah, I'm going to
start
and read it
on the
okay?
All right, now. All right. Yeah. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? I'm not feeling good. Hey, yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
Hallelujah, bro. 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 All right, Mr. Tibbs, I'll be with you. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
This is?
Right
there. Right there.
Yes,
okay. Yes, I'm ready.
Now, you need to be trying to read some Bible, and I'm trying to sleep now. Well, there's plenty of people already. Now,
I'm
getting bothered. Now, come on, brother. Keep it rolling.
All right. All right, there's still trying to touch on who these two olive trees is.
Yeah, we'll see. But somebody said they got some. Who got some?
Got
somebody
some.
Had some, didn't they?
I thought I had some.
Okay, we're building.
We're
building on it.
I found something. I think I probably found one of them.
Okay. What you got? You say you had your Psalms what?
52. I'm going to start it on back.
52 and verse 5, huh?
Yeah, I'll start at
5
and read it to
8. Okay. You in Psalm verse 5 through 8?
Yes. Psalm 52 verse 5 through 8. Yahweh shall likewise destroy thee forever, for he shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place, and
root
thee out of the land of the living. The righteous also shall be in fear and shall bow them.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is the man that made not Yahweh his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches. And strengthening himself and his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of Yahuwah.
Exactly.
I trust in the mercy of the Yahuwah forever and ever.
Now, you still building. I call your birth out again because you study building. You still building?
Yes.
study building. You study building. All I'm saying, you study building. I call your verse out again.
That's 5-8.
John?
That was Psalms chapter 52, verse 5-8.
52, verse 5-8. Now read that again, because you study building now. You study building.
Do y'all watch Psalms chapter 52, verse 5-8?
Yeah.
Do y'all watch your likewise destroy thee forever?
Right.
He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place.
Okay.
And root thee out of the land of the living.
Okay.
Verse 6. The righteous also shall be in fear and shall laugh at him. Verse 7. Lo, this is the man that make not Yahweh his friend.
Okay.
But trusteth in the abundance of his riches and strengtheneth himself and his wickedness.
Okay.
Verse 8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of Yahweh.
Yep.
I trust in the mercy of the Yahweh forever and ever.
All right, 52 verse 8. Y'all get it? Now we got eyes, but read the verse again, that Mo D.F. Israel, read again now. Look at this verse again. We building now. We painting that picture. Yeah, we building. Now read again, that Mo D.F. Israel. Okay, well, read it. Big general? Okay. Bring it out.
Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 11. Then answered I and said unto him,
What
are these two olive trees?
What are these two olive trees?
Yeah.
That we want, not the eye. We got that. We want the, who are these two olive trees?
Yeah.
Two olive trees. We want to put our thing on these two olive trees.
Yeah.
That is. We looking for. Okay, but we building. Now, what else got something?
Jeremiah chapter 11.
But Micaiah already got 11. 2, 3, and 16. He got that out the way already.
14.
He got 2, 3, 14. What did 14 say?
No, he got it.
He got 2, 3, and 16. Okay, now let's put a little bit more to it now. Now, who else got some more? Who else ready to add on? Now, who else got something we can read, study, add on to it? We study, adding on, building it up now. Who else going to add some more to it? Who want to add some more to it now? You hear a little general say, he said, who am I add some more to? I'm ready to hit me some more too. All right, what we add some more to it? Y'all looking for some more. Well, sometimes you have to put things on ice until it comes to you, but T will be having something else on the table, and maybe you got to, maybe somebody got to read on Daniel 2:16.
Get him time.
Yeah, so all the while somebody needs to read Daniel 2:16. How about that, big general? Daniel. What is that in Daniel 2:16 on what we talking about? What are we talking about in Daniel 2:16? What are we talking about in Daniel 2:16?
Everybody don't
all the tiles in yet? No. There's some more to go? So now you know when you throw all the towels in, I know them heavy hitters going to step up and start painting that picture. That little general talking, he said, I won't take some notes.
It's a
little gentleman said, I won't take me some notes. Because I'm hearing all this good stuff.
Yahweh?
All the plants and all the trees,
is that
the
same? The answer's here. I'm looking. I was waiting for everybody that they got here.
Well, we
got
to start tying down that what we're talking about. what we're talking about is not the, I give another hint. We're not talking about the olive trees that's outside in the, that is a little symbolic.
That's right. That's
we're
right.
A little bit deeper. We're talking about a literal tree.
Yeah.
We're not talking about just literal trees.
That's right.
One last one. That's it.
Okay. So we ain't talking about literal trees. You got something?
128:3, a psalm.
Psalm 128:3? Okay. Psalm 128:3? 128:3.
Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thy house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy pavement.
Okay, thy children. Now, okay, now you got another tidbit. Now it don't fall in. Oh, yeah, look, Jimmy, you all got something for you. You over there fixing telephones and everything, so yeah, we got something for you. He said, look, Gerald said, give me that telephone. Let me straighten that telephone up. All right, little Gerald. So now, look what we got now. So now, look, now you remember you keep on painting that branches. You know, like one of the members said about, I don't see the eighth day where you don't eat no meat. I said, no, you're not going to see the eighth day by saying not eat no meat, because the Bible is not a novel. You got to keep painting the picture until it's unlocked on you. You just not going to read like you read a novel. The eighth day don't eat no meat. You ain't going to see it like that. Do everybody have it? No, you got to search for this thing here and pull it out. So now look, now you got another tidbit here saying, thy children like olive branches with the tree. So now you got the children in place now. So now you're working on something, 128. So now we're working on something, 128. We're working on something now, verse 3. Now we got the children. Now, that is a tidbit. We got the children like olive trees or olive branch, same thing. Now, where we go from there? Keep painting that picture. Keep painting that picture. Keep painting that picture. Look, little journal over there, little journal. So look here, I'm going to write something down. Y'all keep talking now. All right. Now, okay, now, come on out. Unless y'all get thrown a towel in. So now you got the children like olive. What children are you talking about? Now, what children are we talking about? You can take it another way. Go ahead. Who wanna bring out the children that we can read? So now you own something now. You own something now. So all you got to do, you can take it from that way. You got something called the children of the olive tree. Now who's the children?
Yeah.
Now who is the children that we can read? Y'all working on something. Now give me a verse of the children. What about that? Can we get a verse about the children? But then you start getting closer and closer now to children. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let me throw one in. Come on, big journalist, go to 24th chapter. We're going to Matthew 24. Let's go to Matthew 24. Now we're going to Matthew 24. And we're going to pick up at verse 15 and keep reading. Now listen now, y'all gotta pay attention now, because we on something now. We're going to 24, verse 15.
Matthew 24, verse 15.
No, make it 15, 24. 15, now remember, 15. We're going to read down until we get the word called the children.
Matthew 15.
Yep.
Verse 24.
What it say in 24? I knew y'all.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
The house means a family or a nation. The house means a family or a nation. Keep reading.
25.
What?
Then came she.
And worshiped him.
Saying, Yahweh, help me.
Help me.
26.
What?
But he answered and said,
what?
It is not me to take the children's... It is not me to take the children's bread and to cast it into the dogs.
So this bread is for the children, and who is the children he's talking about in verse 24?
Yeah.
Don't talk. In verse 24, who's the children he's talking about? He's talking about the whole world? That's why you got to have verse 24.
That's right, yeah.
Who is the children he's talking about? He said, I cannot take, you know what I'm saying? It is not right, it is not meet to take the children of who? According to verse 24. Because all that's in there now, all that is in that verse.
That's right.
All that is in that verse. See, now when you bring it out like that, they'll say, wait a minute, you got too much in that verse. You got a big stick laying back in verse 24.
That's right.
So if you put it in there in verse 26, you're going to get their attention by saying, wait a minute, this is a big verse here because you got 24 to work with. But he answered and said, it is not to take the children. Give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more. Then we can read. Give me a little bit more. Give me a little bit more. Is that... Give me a little bit more. Bring a little bit more on that verse.
24.
And he said, and Anson said, it is not meet to take the children. Give me a little bit more. The children of what in verse 24? Give me a little bit more.
The family of Israel.
That is in that verse. If you got verse 24. If you got 24 already in your head, when you read 26, you read it just like this. But he answered and said, it is not meet, right, to take the children of Israel bread and cast it to dogs. Now that's big talking right there. So he don't call somebody a dog. He'll let you know that the children of Israel got this bread. And who is this bread that ties into what we're talking about? Now, who is this bread we talking about that we can read? Who is the bread that we can read? Now, I don't hear none of that. All I want to hear about, I got something, and what verse are we going to? We're going to Matthew chapter 6. There you go. That's right, Mother E. I got something. Come on, call Big General. Let's go to Matthew. Let's go to St. John chapter 6.
Yeah.
We're going to St. John chapter 6 and find out who this bread is.
That's right.
He said, it's not right. It's not right to take the children of Israel's bread and cast it to dogs. So now who is this bread he's talking about that we can read? This is why you go and get in these Bible study class and take over it.
That's right.
You've got to be able to tie it all in.
What verse?
Pick it around by verse number 32, get warmed up.
Yeah,
get warmed up. Yeah. Bring some big time audio out. Everybody listen. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of voices.
St. John chapter 6.
Verse 32. Mm-hmm. Then Yahweh said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses, give you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven.
Now, wait a minute. Now read with our conviction. Read that verse with conviction. Read it with conviction. Now you're painting a picture. You're painting a picture. So read with conviction, because you try to paint a picture and get the world's attention on what you bring out.
Verse 32.
Listen good.
Then Yahweh said unto them. Verily, verily.
And then truly, truly.
Yeah. I say unto you, Moses.
I say unto you.
Gave you not the bread from heaven.
Yep.
But for my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven.
Make it plain in verse 33. Make it plain.
Yeah.
For the bread of Yahweh is which cometh down from heaven.
Uh-huh.
And giveth life unto the world.
Yeah, but he still talking, but he paint the picture clear. Go to verse 35. Let's see if he's getting closer and closer. It's painting that picture.
Verse 35.
Listen good.
And Yahweh said unto them.
Listen good.
I am the bread of life.
Oh, what he said?
I'm the bread of life.
I'm the bread of life. So he's telling somebody, it's not right to cast me to you. I'm that bread of life. So he's telling the people that, listen, I can't get y'all straight until I get the children of Israel straight. I was meant to get the children of Israel straight.
Yeah.
If y'all understand that?
Yeah.
This got to be tough. When y'all bring something out, you got to flat out teach it. He said it's not right to take the children off Israel's bread. And now who's the dog?
Yeah.
Now who's the dog he talking about that we can read?
Yeah.
Huh?
In Revelation 22:15.
Well, who's the dog that we can read by going back to Exodus chapter 11?
Exodus chapter 11. Yeah, verse 7. Yeah, Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. But it's Israel.
Now, y'all see, this Bible study class, and that's how we keep telling you, that's how we tell you real plainly what you're supposed to do for the 6th anointing camps. Read that big journal, what you're supposed to do, big journal in 13:18 or the book of Hebrews, who is trying to call Hebrews. What you're supposed to be doing for us, the 6th anointing camp. The 13th chapter, verse 18, look at this. Read with conviction. Read with conviction. 13:18.
Here.
Hebrews. Hallelujah.
Hebrews 13. That's
right. Verse 18. Pretty good on my back, ain't good.
We do tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 18. Pray for us. We trust. We have a good conscience in all things.
Right. Well, who is the we?
Us.
Us. You got called out. The children of Israel, the tribe of Yah, God, Judah. So you get all that is in that verse too. All that stuff he's talking about, not the world. He's talking about the 6th anointed camp, the voices of the true Israelites. All of that one verse right there. Everything is in that one verse. Read it again. Read it again, Big General.
Pray for us.
Pray for us. Who's us?
The children of Israel.
The children of Israel. Tribe of Yahweh, God, Judah.
Tribe of
Yahweh,
God, Judah.
Go ahead.
For we trust we have a good conscience.
We do have a good conscience. We're here to help serve the whole world and just say, Yahweh. We got a good conscience. We open this Bible up for everybody to get a piece of it. Go ahead.
We have a good conscience in all things.
And in all things.
Willing to live honestly.
And we live in honesty. Since we're not in camp, we live in honestly.
19.
No, 18. 18.
Read again?
No, pray for us. That's what I want to hear again.
Okay. Pray for us.
Pray for us.
For we trust.
Otherwise, the backbiting, the murmuring, complaining, put that to the side and do what?
Pray for us.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right, good enough. We got that. There you go. So, instead of backbiting, being a backbiter, murmuring, complaining, do what again?
Pray for us.
So we're about this business and unlocking this Bible to the world that got ear to hear. All right. Now, let's get back to where we're at now. We got the green altar. We got them good. So now we got now to the children. Now the question about who's these dogs you talking about? Who are these dogs? I'll tell you what we do. Come back to the 24th chapter and get an idea. We'll give you an idea who the dogs is. Back to 24. Big General, back to 24. Come back to 24, and we'll see if we can get a name on these dogs and start getting a... We're going back to Matthew 24. Now we're going to try to find out who's these dogs he's talking about. Right? We're going to let the Bible tell it, and all we're supposed to do is be strong enough to just read it. The other thing, all we got to do is just read it, let the Bible speak for itself. Now back up to 21, and let's get an idea who these dogs he's talking about. Verse 21, 15, 21, Big General, bring it.
Matthew 15.
21, bring it.
21.
What does it say? Now remember, we go on looking about who is this verse talking about in verse 26. That's the subject matter. We need to paint the picture. Who is he talking about?
Matthew 15, 21.
Looking good.
Then Yahweh went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon.
That's what he did. He got there. Go ahead.
22.
What did it say?
And behold, a woman of Canaan.
Wait a minute. A woman of who?
Canaan.
A woman of Canaan. A woman. Now, who is this that we can read? I don't hear no mouth going that we can't read nothing. We just hold your peace. Who is this woman of Canaan that we can read? Bible study class. Don't tell them, little general. Don't tell about who that is yet, little general. Don't tell nobody nothing yet. Verse 22. Who is this woman of Canaan that we can read? Who is the descendants of Canaan that we can read?
And 22, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him.
What was the woman doing?
Crying.
To who? You got to be loud. Don't stutter. Got to stay bold all the time. Who is to him?
Yahweh.
Yahweh the Son. That's who to him is.
Yeah.
Saying what?
Crying unto him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Yahweh,
the Son of David." Even she even knew who he was. She said, "This guy's the son of who?
David.
The Son of David." What is her complaint? What she want mercy for?
My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.
My daughter got a devil in her. Anything that comes. That it is a devil, whatever it is, any setback in you, that's a devil in you. So you got to understand that. Them demons will get into you, and demons will cause you to have all kind of setbacks in the brain. All the ailments it is, the devil got a hold to you. Now you want to get that devil out of you. Even if we got a cold, that's a demon in you. Then he carries that. So all this, we got to know all this information. Then we got to know what the medicine store is getting out of us. What is the medicine? See, everything lies in the book.
Yeah.
Now, we give a case in point. Let's give a case in point. Hold that point right there. Let's go to the 12th chapter, Sister John. Let's go to the 12th chapter of the same book. Let me show you what I'm talking about. See, when you're not up on this thing, we're going to the 12th chapter, we're going to break it down and read it. Look what happened in verse 43. Matthew 12:43. Take down to verse 45. See, we got to be able to recognize these things from the page of the book. The best of them can bump the God, but recognize the spirit on a person from the page of the book. Now watch this. Listen good. Look, General. Listen good, little General. I know you're taking notes.
Chapter 12.
What is that?
Verse 43 through 45 reads.
Listen.
When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man.
So, wait a minute now. So when a unclean spirit has gone out of the man or the woman, what do?
He walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding nothing.
So when he leaves, now the only way you can get that spirit out of you, Mother dear Israel, you got to have some what you got to have. Let's run to Adam and Eve 27, verse 3. Now, the only way you can get this unclean spirit out of you, so listen good. See, the parents got to understand these things. Whatever defalls your family is written in the Bible. But now you're going to know what do I do to get out of this, out of what I got to do to pass on. You hear me, little General? You hear me real good, right? Hey, look, General, you hear me? Okay.
You said Adam and Eve.
Yeah, Adam and Eve 27, verse 3.
The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27, verse 3.
What it say?
He then placed his throne near the mouth of the cave.
Right.
Because he could not enter into it.
Why?
By reason of their prayer.
Oh, so all reason of devil was get up out of you, you got to have what right?
Prayer.
The prayer. Of, see, so understand these things. So you got this, but here's the point. In 111 verse 10, Mother D. of Israel, read it in Psalms. See, you can identify everything from the Bible if you know how to paint your picture according to the says Yahweh. You ain't got to look up at nobody. You look down this book and listen out your ear and find what's going on. But 111, verse 10, read it.
Psalms 111, verse 10.
Listen to what it says.
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
Now listen.
A good understanding. Have all they that do his Torah instructions, his praises endures forever.
So there you go. So now, this is what the demons got to back up from you. When you doing what?
For instruction.
Now back up to 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Mother E, 1 John 3:22. Listen good. So now you want to know how to deal with this thing. You deal with everything from the page of the book. That's why you got to stay word up. You say, I know what this is. I can go in the Bible and put this together. Listen good.
And whatsoever we ask.
Now he says, look, oh, my daughter is grieving his best with a demon in her. She got a devil in her. But look at Yahweh say, whatever you ask,
we receive.
He said, okay, if you got a problem with your body or whatever, he said, first of all, are you doing a Torah instruction? So you've got to have some of Yahweh pay some attention. Because the demons ain't going to leave if you're doing opposite of the book. The demons going to rest in on you, and they're going to cause you all kind of ailments, all kind of problems, and they're going to keep them problems on you until you understand how to go get them demons out your body. Yeah, is anybody with me so far? Hold that thought there. Now, Mother E. Now, Mother E, that's right to James. But they show you how this thing works now. But you can have it in writing, how it works. Well, a lot of times you'd be running around all in the kitchen, all bumping your head against the wall. Oh, this is going on. Oh, this. But he tell you up in advance, all this can come up on you. But you got to know what to do when it's come up on you. James chapter 5. Mother E, pick it up verse 13. James chapter 5. Pick up verse 13 down to verse 16. What does it say? Listen, God.
James chapter 5, verse
13. What
does
it
say? Is any among you
afflicted? Is any among you got them demons, got them devils on you?
Let him pray.
Let him pray.
If any Mary, let him sing.
You got a little Mary in you. Let do a little thing. Sing some songs, right? Go ahead.
Verse 14.
What?
Is
anybody sick among you?
Let him call for the elders.
Oh, of the who?
Of the congregation.
Of Israel. So then what you do, if any sick among you, what you supposed to do first? Call for the elders of Israel. Now, y'all see, y'all, is anybody hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Read it again, a little more audio, Mother E.
If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of Israel.
Now, hold that point. Now, the elders can go two ways. Now, we're going to 1 Timothy 5. Big Jordan, put a mark on one. Yeah, let's run and find out about these elders. Now, to be clear about the elders, we got to be clear about what to do that we can read. If we always find what we can read, we'd be all good. That's why I said read your Bible, discuss among the congregation, be stronger week by week. 5 verse 1, 1 Timothy. 5, 1 and 2, what it say? Big general, 1 Timothy 5, 1 and 2, what it say? 1 Timothy 5, 1 and 2. Yeah, 5, 1 and 2. That's why we got to be turning pages when we're at the house. We got to be turning pages. Then we come back stronger, stronger, stronger. 5, 1 and 2 says what? 1 Timothy 5, 1 and 2. We're talking about the elders. They're called elders, right?
1 Timothy 5.
1 and 2.
1 and 2. Rebuke. Not an elder.
So one thing you don't never do when you find out what an elder is, that you never do what? That means you never get no strong bass in your voice.
That's right.
Tell you not to do that. Go ahead.
But entreat him as a father.
Good.
And the younger man as brother.
And yes.
2. The elder woman is mother.
Oh, the elder who?
As mother.
The elder woman as mother. The elder mothers as the elder woman as what?
Mothers.
Read that verse again. Read the verse again.
Verse 2.
What?
The elder woman as mother.
The elder, so when you address the elder mothers, you're supposed to address them as what?
Mothers.
Mothers.
The youngest as sisters.
And the youngest as what?
Sisters. With all purity.
And you can't be faking. You got to be purity when you do this.
Phony.
Can't be phony. Good word. Now read that again from the top.
Chapter 5, verse 1.
No, verse 2.
Verse 2. The elder woman as mother.
So the elder mother, woman as what?
Mother. The younger.
So now you see why we got the elder woman as mother. You got Mother E over there. Mother E and Mother D.F. Israel. So that's why you address them as what?
Mother.
And so now you see where we're getting it from, right? Well, I remember when you remember, because you increase, you got to increase. See, this is an increasing ministry.
Yeah.
So now you see why we call what we call by the pages of the book. When the light come on, raise your level of teaching. And it tell you when you find out who they are, what it say in verse 19? Same book, verse 19, read with conviction.
Chapter 5, verse 19.
Listen good.
Against an elder, receive not an accusation, mm-hmm. but two or three witnesses.
Now you see what he's saying to do? Well, I won't tell you about that elder. I can't receive that. Because I'm violating the Bible.
Right.
I can't receive that. I'm violating the Bible.
Yeah.
So whatever your call got to me, I'm going to hang on you because I'm violating the Bible. So what you guys tell me once I get home and you get home, you can win them. Because I ain't in it. Why? Because I understand what verse 19 is saying. Read again now.
Verse 19.
Listen to it.
Against an elder, receive not an accusation,
so the,
but before two or three witnesses.
So if you ain't got two, three witnesses, what you guys get ready to talk about, I'm clicking the phone up. Now, we leave that alone. So now, let's go back again and find out what we over here about what happens, Sister Jones, in the 12th chapter, verse 33. Yeah, come back where you left off at. Be coming back by these unclean spirits because we're going to tie this thing in.
Matthew chapter
12,
verse 33.
43.
Matthew 12, 43.
Listen to this now.
Okay. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man or woman.
Now here's the reason that an unclean spirit has gone out of a man or woman. Keep reading.
He walked through dry places seeking rest.
Now, why do an unclean spirit leave your body? What happens? We just got through reading. We read 3-4 verses. That's what I'm saying. Who is into what we're doing? An unclean spirit leaves your body. What caused him to leave your body?
Prayer.
Now, we just read verses, remember? We just got to read what happened. The Abba's mother did up Israel, we read a verse. Now, you see that? Now, see where we're at now? Come on back to James again. Who was reading that James chapter 5? See? See,
right.
The Bible is, we come to make the brain with us. Come on back, Brother Micaiah. Pick it up in James chapter 5, verse 13. And we'll read down to verse 16. Listen good.
James 5.
Yeah. Here's 13, down to verse 16. Now, if we get the answers, y'all, so when I ask these questions about going back to Matthew, have the right answers for me so we can keep moving. If I can know you have graduated, then we can go to something else. 5:13-16, listen good.
Book of James, chapter 5, verse 13-16.
What it say?
Verse 13.
What it say?
Is any among you afflicted?
Is anybody among you afflicted?
Let him pray.
Let him pray.
Is any married?
Married.
Let him sing songs.
Sing songs.
Verse 14.
What?
Is any sick among you?
If any sick among you?
Let him call for the elders.
Elder, males or females? Yes, elders.
Let him call for
of the congregation of Israel. Go ahead.
Let him call for the elders, male or female,
of the congregation of Israel.
And let them pray over
you. Let the congregation of Israel pray over you.
And let the congregation of Israel pray over him or her.
Listen good.
Anointing him or her with oil
in
the name of Yahweh.
Not Lord God, Jesus can't, he don't live here.
Yeah.
It got to be in the four letters, YHWH. Right? Then what going to happen that we can read? 15.
Verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
And his faith is his covenant. Is his covenant.
That's right.
It is the first five books going to do what?
It should save the sick.
That's what we read, ain't we?
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
And Yahweh shall raise him up.
And then Yahweh gonna raise him. Then Yahweh gonna kick in.
If you got all this together, and what we just got to read, if you're doing the Torah instructions, you're doing what the man told you to do, you got all that on the table. And he said, well, what take you so long asking me something? But you got to be clear about what he told you to do. Huh? So if you ain't doing what he's telling you to do, then how you expect for your prayers to get past your ankle, and you wasting the elder male and female time by praying from you because he told you plainly in 28 verse 9 of Proverbs. What did he say there, Sister G? Mother E. What did he say?
Proverbs 28 verse 9.
Oh, I can't get nothing out of this crap. This crap.
Proverbs 28 verse 9.
I can't get nothing out of this crap. Now, maybe old Seal talk too loud or something. I don't know.
Proverbs 28 verse 9.
I can't get nothing out of this crap. Now, I can't get nothing. Mother E. I can't get nothing, Mother E. What did it say? What did it say?
Proverbs 28 verse 9.
Listen good.
Even his prayer shall be abomination.
So understand one thing. Yahweh will only respond if you doing what? So when you put them alarm calls on those that of hell, put them alarm calls on them, Yahweh gonna weigh in the balance what you doing to receive the blessing for me to kick in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just can't all of a sudden be sitting on the dock of the bay and say, well, I got a little pinch in my knee. Okay. You're sitting on the dock of the bay. Right. You got to make sure you're not just a 213. Read that big journal, Romans 2:13. See, you got to understand something. If you want the man to kick in, it's something you got to be doing, then he waiting to kick in. Romans 2:13, what it reads? Big general. Read with some conviction.
Romans 2:13.
What it say?
For not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
And the law is a Torah instruction. So if you're not doing a Torah instruction, you just can't be a hearer of it. You got to be what?
A doer.
You got to be a doer of it. So when something hits you, you got to make sure you doing it. You understand that? Now come on back to Jay. Now come on back to, and what Yahweh say going to do in verse 15? Who was reading that? Brother Micaiah, what happened? 5:15, listen good. 5:15, listen good. Yahweh going to kick in. He going to tell you why he going to kick in. In verse 16, what does 5:15 say?
Look at James chapter 5, verse 15.
What does it say?
Verse 15.
What does it say?
In the prayer,
of
the covenant,
shall
save the sick.
That will save the sick. In the covenant is written in 24:1-8. Big general, what does it say in Leviticus? Now here go the covenant. What saves you is the covenant. The 24th chapter, verse 1 and 8. What does it say? Leviticus 24, 1 and 8.
Yeah.
What does that big general? Read with the conviction. Read with conviction. Like WCC said, you know that guy called Brother Yahweh, he read like he's cutting somebody with a real knife. I see you do, huh? Well, that's how you read. 24 verse 1 and 8. 1 and 8. See, this is our weapon of mass destruction, y'all. This word. Keep telling you something. 1 and 8.
1 and 8.
What it say?
And Yahweh spoke unto Moses,
saying what in verse 8? saying what in verse 8?
Every Sabbath.
How many Sabbaths?
Every Sabbath.
Go ahead and read.
He shall set it in order before Yahweh continually, being taken from the children.
Who?
From the
children of who?
The children of Israel.
The children of Israel.
By an everlasting.
So covenant. When you were reading over there in that 15th chapter, you read about the children of talking about who?
Israel.
The children of Israel. He was in that verse. But the children of Israel got to do something to receive these blessings. That's why we're in this predicament in right now. So we got to do something to get this EBG off us. And it starts by keeping the Torah instruction. Then he tells you over here in Brother Micaiah in 5:15-16. Then he tell you something. What did he tell you?
James.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 5:16.
Read 15 again.
15.
Listen, God. What?
And the prayer of the covenant.
The prayer of the covenant.
Should say the sixth. And Yahweh should raise him up.
And Yahweh gonna raise him or her up. Go ahead.
And if he or she have committed sin.
Now what is sin that we can read? What is sin that we can read? Any committed sin that we can read? First John, bit Judah.
That's right.
First John, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. What did it read, bit Judah? With conviction.